AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. People are celebrating in the streets of Athens after giving an overwhelming no to continued economic reforms in exchange for rescue loans. Greece and its creditors are expected to try to restart negotiations on a financial rescue package now, but European Prime Minister President Martin Schulz says he's not sure Greece will be able to get a better deal.
It's now up to the Greek government to make proposals which could convince the 18 other member states of the Eurozone and the institutions in Brussels that it is necessary, possible, and even effective to renegotiate. But this depends now from the proposals coming from Greece.
European Parliament President Martin Schulz, a Eurozone summit on the situation is set for Tuesday. Tuesday is also the latest deadline for nuclear talks between world powers and Iran. Secretary of State John Kerry says negotiations could go either way.
If hard choices get made in the next couple of days and made quickly, we could get an agreement this week.
He says genuine progress is being made, but there are still several major issues left to be resolved. Police in Maine say the three bodies found inside two houses yesterday are those of a married couple in their 70s and their 40-year-old son. Investigators now trying to figure out why and how they died. In North Carolina, authorities say nails holding the floor of a deck at a rental home gave way last night to cause a family to fall. Two dozen people were hurt. USA taking on Japan in the Women's World Cup final underway now.
I feel an air of confidence, and we don't overlook Japan for one second because they are a very, very organized and good team.
That's USA forward Abby Wambach, AP Radio. Britain's Princess Charlotte has been christened. Hundreds of fans gathered outside the church where it happened today to catch a glimpse of the nine-week-old before the private ceremony. California tourist Dana Howard was one of them.
The royal family is just absolutely amazing, and so we had to see for ourselves and take advantage of the fact that this is an unusual event to allow public to be a part of.
Workers cleaning up after last month's huge flood in the country of Georgia have found the body of the last missing zoo animal.
19 people died in the flood that wreaked havoc on Georgia's capital city, Tbilisi, and more than half of the zoo's 600 animals were killed. A number of rhinos and big cats managed to escape their waterlogged enclosures and kept residents and workers on edge, wondering where they might encounter a predator. One man was killed when he surprised a hidden tiger, and now the last missing tiger's remains have been found at a swimming complex.
AP correspondent Kyle McKinnon, I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.